Hi, I'm Stargate Pioneer.
And I'm Steven Jondrew, and we're from Better Podcasting, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the show you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of the individual host.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
How's it going, everybody, and welcome to the Audibly
Exquisite Podcast, episode 93. I'm Mike Norn with
Peter Melnick.
And Pete, tell the good folks at home what we're all about.
What Audibly Exquisite, which is brought to you by the Gunna Geek Podcast Network. Go to www.gunnageek.com for all sorts of geeky goodness for your ear holes. What we're all about is we are your one-stop source for all things geek culture, be it movies, television, video games, comic books, you name it.
We're going to cover it.
And let's see, you can find us on a wide variety of social media platforms like Facebook at facebook.com/AudiblyExquisite. You can find us on the Twitter at the AE Podcast, myself at Peter Melnick, and yourself
at Buckaroo_Mike.
You can find us on Instagram at Audibly
Exquisite.
You can find us on the worldwide interwebs at www.audiblyexquisite.com. And finally, you can help support this show on patreon.com/audiblyExquisite. It's been a while since we've been doing that.
It's been a while.
Yeah, anyway, so patreon.com, and you can be able to do a tiered variety. Yes, at patreon.com/audibly.
Yeah, exquisite.
You can find a wide variety of different rewards that help support this here fine program. So for as low as $2 a month to as high as $50 a month, you will help support this show. Help us get the show on the road. So now, also, you can listen to the show on a wide variety of different streaming formats, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic. And finally, you can also rate, review, subscribe, and share. And when you're on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe, and share. That's what you gotta do. So, 5-star if you're ever so inclined, and help out the show, because it gets more people listening, and that means more episodes for you people out there. So, Mike, we haven't recorded in quite a while.
No.
How have you been?
Terrific.
Terrific? Like Terrificon coming up in August in Uncasville, Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun Casino?
Sort of like that.
Okay, so a lot has happened since the last time we recorded. Mike, big movie came out, Wonder Woman. What did you think of it?
It was wonderful.
Wonderful? Was it terrific?
It was.
Like Terrificon, anyway, so.
Are we getting paid by Terrificon now?
No, but we can still, you know, we're going to be there.
Oh, we'll promote it.
We have to promote it. We have to. But Mike, since that, you know, movie came out, what did you think about overall, like, compared to the other DC movies that we've seen?
Excluding Watchmen?
I don't think Watchmen counts, if we're being completely honest.
That we know of.
For now, yeah. But
it was good. It was one of the best.
I mean, I think
maybe it wasn't, I keep thinking, maybe it wasn't that good, and we're just used to crap.
Well, this is the thing that, you know, I was hearing about it. Somebody described it as being a average Marvel movie in terms of quality and a great DC movie. So take that for what you will. Myself, I saw opening night, or not opening night, but the preview showing night, the night before. I liked it a lot. It is the second best comic book movie of 2017 with Logan still getting that number one spot, which since last time we recorded, I actually got a copy of it on Blu-ray and was watching it. It passes the test in regards to you watch a movie, you watch a few minutes of it, and you still want to keep watching it. Mm-hmm. It had that effect on me. But anyway.
You're watching black and white or regular?
I was actually doing the black and white noir version. And it was kind of cool.
Different besides black and white?
Black and white, it has like a different opening, like opening titles, you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
It's like very 1960s, 1950s style.
Oh, that's cool.
Which, yeah, it's a neat, you know, little thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, with Wonder Woman, I really dug the hell out of it, and it's definitely a home run for DC. They It was very much a fun film. It utilized humor in a lot of ways, but not in like ways where, as much as I love them, Marvel will shoehorn the fuck out of it. They will fist you with humor. They will fist you right in your asshole with humor. But I digress. So, I don't know. I just think with Wonder Woman, the humor was in the right spots, but it wasn't bombarding you. It wasn't beating you over the head with it. Like, if we're being honest, Doctor Strange did in some spots when it didn't need to.
I watched it again recently. It's on Netflix. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but it's not that great either. Yeah. It's very... I'm still... You know, it was an average movie at best.
I think What's-His-Face there needs to be alongside somebody. He's just doesn't do good by himself.
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah.
Benadryl Booty Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, Benadryl is definitely a good name for him because I was falling asleep the whole time.
Yeah, it's very much... That's
he needs somebody... I know.
He's to play
just,
off of.
Yeah, he's just too... I'm Doctor Strange.
With his wannabe Hugh Laurie accent.
Yeah.
As House, if we're being honest.
And Hugh Laurie did a good American accent.
But anyway, going back to, you know, Wonder Woman, I feel...
Now I'm picturing Hugh Laurie as Doctor Strange.
Now I'm picturing Hugh Laurie as Wonder Woman. Hey, if they have to reboot everything, if Justice League is a dud, hey, why not
just
give it a chance?
House in a Wonder Woman costume.
With the cane. But
with
anyway.
And eating Vicodin.
So yeah, I mean, I think... well, that is, he would be using the lasso of truth a lot. I know that.
Yeah. Where's the bike in it?
But yeah, I think the idea of just overall a Wonder Woman movie is fantastic. And it honestly, the fact it took so fucking long is still one of the most annoying things.
And no
to
one
me.
Wants to see a dame on the television.
Meanwhile, and I did find it funny. A lot of people were going on saying this is the first female comic book movie. No, this is the first good female comic book movie.
Tank Girl.
I'm thinking of Elektra, comic, like, you know, superhero movie. Oh. You know what I mean?
I think everyone forgets Elektra.
I think Jennifer Garner forgot Elektra, if we're being honest.
Hey, weren't you Elektra? I mean...
See, that memorable where you botched the name. Like, it's that memorable. Elektra. But, yeah, I mean, I think overall Wonder Woman was definitely wonderful. Now, where do we go from here with this, you know, in a lot of ways?
You can go up.
Like, honestly, you know, my thing is this. If Justice League is not good, regardless of all the, you know, the reshoots, this, that, the other thing with Joss Whedon now, it's still going to be, you know, oh, they fucked it up after Wonder Woman. How the hell do they fuck that up? Well, we didn't really know that Wonder Woman would be good, if we're being honest.
True.
But
I did.
I didn't, if I'm being completely honest with you. I know Patty Jenkins is a wonderful director. Her work on Monster was phenomenal. But the thing is this. Was a superhero movie really her wheelhouse? Turns out, fuck yes it is. She did, you know. The thing about... I've heard a lot of comments about the movie, by the way, from a lot of women, you know. With Gal Gadot. By the way, that's how you pronounce it, Gadot.
Okay.
Her, Gadot. There we go, Gadot. Not Godot. Gadot. So Gadot's performance and, you know, just her overall look, you know, I remember a coworker of mine, she was talking about, you know, her appearance. She wasn't, you know, exactly, you know, like there was like, you know, her thighs jiggled a little, like she was a person. She looked like a person.
Were you upset you didn't get invited to the all women's screening of Wonder Woman, Pete?
The fact fucking people are bitching and whining about that is one of the dumbest fucking things I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
You know, well, what about an all-male screening of Batman? Oh, you mean just is the same thing that it normally is, you know?
Yeah, let's go sit around a bunch of jerk-offs and watch Batman.
I mean, honestly...
hey, bro! This is what I'm talking about!
It doesn't mean shit.
Boys rule, girls drool!
It's a fucking movie, you know? Like, I don't get, like, the uproar,
they
the hullabaloo.
They fucking say this now, but fun fact, you go with a girl, they bring a purse, you can hide pizzas and shit in there.
Do we know this from experience?
I fucking make my wife pack her purse full of stuff.
And they don't check it?
Fuck them. Let them check.
Anyway.
I'll be like, sir, my wife is 7 months pregnant and you're harassing her?
I don't know. I mean, I just think the idea, you know, overall of the Wonder Woman movie, just getting that uproar over that shit is ridiculous, you know? And then you also hear people, you know, complaining that, you know, that she's Israeli, you know, this, that, the other thing. She's not American.
I'm going to quote friend of the show on this, Mr. Jim Cornette. They're perfect examples of what happened when the fetus is deprived of oxygen in the womb.
Longfellow couldn't have said it better himself.
Exactly. Longfellow Cornette.
But anyway, I think just hearing like comments like, she should have more red, white, and blue. She should be more of an American superhero. Well, she's not from fucking America, stupid.
She's too thin.
Oh, that's a great one, yeah. But I mean, honestly...
She should have hairy armpits.
Is that really a complaint?
Yes, she should be hairy. Legs, armpits...
One of the little touches about that movie I liked was she had an accent.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result, they made everyone have an accent. I liked that. I thought, you know, it was a nice little touch. Like, that's, she's a product of her own upbringing, that area, that, you know, type of.
Let's not forget Robin Wright.
Robin Wright?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost said Robin Lord Taylor.
It happens to the best of us. They can be so easily confusable.
Finally, a decent Robin in a movie.
Maybe. But. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think overall, does Wonder Woman get a solid recommendation from you?
It gets 4 out of 5 Batarangs.
4 out of 5 Batarangs on the Mike Norton Batarang scale from inside the Batcave? Hey, that works.
Coming to a podcast near you this summer.
One day, yes. But yeah, just a lot of...
We got it on a break like we did.
We sure did. And it's still going. But anyway, yeah, I mean, I think for myself... It is the best DC movie, in my opinion. And yes, that even beats out Batman 89 for myself and The Dark Knight. So take that for what you will. But again, this year for the comic book movies, we rank in at number 3, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Number 2, Wonder Woman. And finally, number 1, Logan. Yourself, Mike?
Guardians, Logan, Wonder Woman.
Really? You liked Wonder Woman more than Logan?
Actually, no. Guardians, Wonder Woman, Logan.
Same thing.
I got tired after Logan after seeing it for second or third time.
It's one of those movies. It passed the Star Wars test where I can just put it on in the background and still be enthralled and enjoy it. It's weird, you know, for me like that. I was still as intrigued as I was, you know, the first time. Like, dear me, if it isn't the Wolverine, like, I don't know why, just that guy just showing up, you know, doing that line. Like, I was hooked. It's weird, you know, but. Yeah, it does drag, don't get me wrong, but, you know, a lot of movies drag. Sam Witwicky. But, you know, I think...
Zing.
Yeah. I actually saw the new Transformers last night, and if we're being honest... Out of all the movies I've seen this year, that was one of them, so...
I saw the back of my eyelids. Was that any better?
It was pretty decent. But, I mean, honestly, if mini review, I guess, of Transformers. I liked Anthony Hopkins in it. He was pretty much the only part.
You can't say that about a fucking movie about robots. I like the human actor.
Yeah.
Who's a renowned actor.
I liked the old man who was not a transforming robot. I thought he was the best part of the film, starring primarily talking robots.
Wow.
But, I mean, honestly, you know, let's see what's coming up next with Transformers, because I know they're saying... It's rumored right now, or it's in development, a Bumblebee spinoff movie with 1980s cars. Oh,
they're saying 2018.
That could be a cool movie. I would actually love to see that.
Like a period piece?
I'm a big 80s fan, dude.
Hey, Stranger Things worked.
I'm a very big... Yeah, but Stranger Things is really fucking good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I think overall, you know, going with the 1980s stuff, like I'm on a big Miami Vice kick now. I'm actually watching the original series on Blu-ray. Hey, Don Johnson rules. So... I don't know. I think just a lot of really cool stuff has happened since. And, you know, Fantastic Four is getting a reboot from Fox. There's not really much of a segue for that, but it's going to be...
Fourth time's a charm.
Evidently. I mean, you know, you have the...
This is literally their fourth movie.
Well, you have the 1994 Roger Corman, then you have the 2005 one, correct? 2005. Yeah. And then there was the third, the sequel to that, Rise of the Silver Surfer. And finally, 2015's Abortion. So, Fanforstic, which, by the way, I actually finally got a copy of it to watch. I have the DVD of it, and better late than never. Next episode, there might be a review of me giving of that episode or maybe, that movie.
Maybe I'll just watch it for a hot.
Have you seen it?
No, but maybe I'll just watch it, and we can do a review of Fantastic Four.
It's so bad from what I've heard. And then, like, the girl I was talking to at FYE, she goes, it's not that bad, but it's not a good Fantastic Four movie. If that makes sense. And I'm like, yeah, I can see that. But anyway, yeah, they're saying they may be getting a reboot of the Fantastic Four, and it's going to be them younger, like as kids, I believe. You read that, right? The look on your face is telling of everything with that. Yeah, if you were... Yeah, it's...
I, I don't know. Why?
This is the thing. Fantastic Four, they were kids in, you know, the Ultimate run, Ultimate Fantastic Four, but they were like maybe like teenagers.
Okay, let me explain something to Fox. Fox, sit down for this. Nobody wants to see your busted ass Fantastic Four movies.
It's not wrong.
Nobody. It's not working.
I would love to see a Fantastic Four movie, but not with Fox involved.
Call up Marvel, bite the bullet, and say, here you guys go.
And you know that won't happen because Disney doesn't want to be in bed with Fox, and Fox doesn't want to be in bed with Disney. Mm. Because otherwise, like, you know, they've brought it up repeatedly. Are you going to bring the Fantastic Four into the MCU? There are no plans at this current time. There are no plans at this current time. Over and over. Kevin Feige keeps saying that.
We don't want to make money.
No, Fox doesn't want to make money. And, like, you know, this is the thing. When it comes out in 2 weeks, Spider-Man Homecoming, do you think Fox will see, oh, shit, they're doing this. You know what? Fuck it. Let's take the chance. And, yeah, like you said, bite the bullet.
Hmm.
Do you think...
We once said that we'll never see Spider-Man in the MCU. You once said that you'll never see... What's his face?
Josh Rosengrant?
Josh Whedon go to DC.
So, yeah.
Anything can happen.
In the WWE.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, I think overall, there's a lot of really cool stuff that I want to see happen. And I honestly, would I love to see the Fantastic Four join up? God, yes. I still want to see Galactus be the big bad of the next phase of the movies. You know what I mean? Because why not? Galactus or Doctor Doom?
That's all they really can do.
But will they is what, you know, you have to think about at the end of the day.
We'll see Logan in the MCU one day.
Do you think so?
Yes.
I think the next X-Men movie is going to be the final one of this run.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, there's going to be, you know, New Mutants or X-Force or whatever.
The last of the Singerverse.
Do you think the Singerverse will end?
Yes.
I hope so, too, in a lot of ways. As much as I like the movies, they have to end. They really have to just... pass the baton over to Marvel because they need to.
Anybody who matters really isn't part of the project anymore. Like, none of the original cast.
Yeah, Halle Berry, you know, who was actually supposed to be recast multiple times.
Hugh Jackman's done. James McAvoy doesn't probably give a shit. He's going to have a deal with Split now.
Lady from True Blood who plays Rogue.
Fucking Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
He can get work anywhere. He just goes, hey, I'm an actor. Hey, you want to be a lead role in a movie? Sure.
That I can see that. I can totally see that. But yeah, I mean...
They don't need any of these people, and they don't need to keep doing it. Bite the bullet, give them Marvel.
And I mean, actually, on our last episode, I actually have to look if we actually discussed it or not. But I'm not 100%. Did we talk about Josh Brolin getting the role?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. So never mind. I was just checking it as I was doing the thingy.
Apparently he got his Cable haircut.
Yeah, and he's also doing the workout and everything, yep. Getting, you know, in quote-unquote Cable shape, which is kind of cool.
Young Tommy Lee Jones as Cable.
And thing is, young Tommy Lee Jones would look like, you know, Cable, if we're being honest. But going away from, you know, the X-Men stuff and going back over to, and Fantastic Four, which, once again, do you want to see a reboot of the Fantastic Four, Mike? Exactly. So now, Mike, since the last episode, the trailer, teaser trailer for the Black Panther film came out. Mike, I love the hell out of it from a musical standpoint because we got that fist and gun position going, Run the Jewels.
Oh, absolutely. I hope they use that music through the whole movie.
It works, man. It fucking works. Honestly.
Because, yes, they're from Africa, but the king there, what's his name? The guy who's Pink Panther, Black Panther's name?
T'Challa.
He doesn't probably sit around and play drums all day. He probably likes modern music. He's exposed to the outside world. I mean, fucking Wendy's and hip hop.
I just want to see them use. I think it would be fucking great if they got LP from Run the Jewels to score the entire movie. Do that. Do something different. That'd a lot of cool. People have been saying that. Give LP the shot. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why not?
Don McGregor is especially happy about this movie.
I still want to see a Don McGregor cameo where he punches a guy in the balls or gives him a random headlock. That'd be great.
He loves the headlock. He's shaking his fist at people.
As someone who's been headlocked by Don McGregor in the past, yeah, he really does.
We've partied with Don McGregor.
We have.
And fun fact about McGregor, he wears these really nice silk shirts. And as the night goes, it's like a drunk meter. the buttons start coming down the more he drinks, and it's hilarious. And I made a joke to him. I was like, Don, is that your drunk meter? He goes, what are you talking about? He goes, every drink you have, the more, you know, drunk you get, you undo another button. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, that's how I can keep track of my drinks.
Oh, shit.
By undoing buttons.
But, yeah, so, honestly, I thought the Black Panther trailer, other than the music, it really, for me, it was a very uneventful trailer. But that's just because I'm so accustomed to these things. And I'm like, yeah, it looks cool, but, like, I want to see more. I want to know what this movie's going to be about. But who knows?
Did you know, fun fact, in the new Spider-Man trailer, there's an Asian principal, right?
Right.
It's the same Asian guy from Captain America First Avenger.
Really?
Yep. And Marvel didn't want to know it's one of those recastings.
Did you know Michael J. Fox was diagnosed with Parkinson's in the early 1990s?
No, it's fun fact.
Fun fact. So, yeah. I don't know. I think... it's a wait and see kind of thing, but I am excited for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
weird.
When is that
coming out? November? December? January, February, March, April?
It's next... one of those months. Just take a fucking dart and throw it at a wall. But no, it's like beginning of next year. I want to say February or April.
Okay. So they got time.
Yeah, they got plenty of time. And I mean, like I said, if... Because Marvel is very much heavily in bed with the group Run the Jewels, where they've done multiple variant covers. They got LP... Or they got Killer Mike to do the... forward for the Marvel hip-hop book that they came out with last year.
I remember that.
So if they're utilizing them so much with that, you know, showing love to RTJ, fucking give them the baton to just, you know, I keep using that expression, but give them the opportunity to write that, you know, score that film. Because I would listen. I would, you know, that's one of those movies. Tyler Bates does the score for Guardians of the Galaxy. I love that score. I own the score on vinyl, you know. Give it to somebody else who can probably... bang that bitch the fuck out, to quote, you know, Killer Mike.
Is he really a killer?
No, he's not.
Okay, good.
He's actually legit, like, one of the smartest and nicest people in hip-hop. It's crazy.
I actually get, like, a nickname before my name. Like, Relaxing Mike.
It's funny because it's true. But anyway, folks, on to the next one. So, with the upcoming Spider-Man spinoff movies that are coming out, they're doing Silver Sable, they're doing Venom, they're doing this, they're doing that. Amy, what's her name? Amy
Poehler.
No, not Amy Poehler, but Amy, whatever her name is. I'm really shitty at this right now, but whatever. The one in charge of the link between Marvel Studios and Sony, she said that the Marvel movies are going to be linked in with these Spider-Man spinoff films.
Is that Michael Fassbender?
No, that's not Michael Fassbender.
Oh.
He's pulled up a picture of Run the Jewels. But anyway... they're saying right now that they are linked. And actually, if you watch the interview, it's very much like Sad Affleck, where you see Kevin Feige just here. Yes, they're linked to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And he just looks like...
what?
That's the first time he's hearing it. But honestly, I do want to see these movies linked in. I think it'd be kind of cool because, sorry, it's next to fucking impossible to do a Venom movie without the Spider-Man link to it. You can't do that. You really can't. And, you know, because look how integral Venom is to Spider-Man's story, you know?
Mm-hmm. You can't have them without...
He literally came from fucking outer space, you know? So, I don't know. There's just a lot of... there's a lot of stuff that is on their plate when you really think about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I think when you really think about it... like I used to think in the same sentence multiple times. Fantastic, Pete. They really need, if those movies are to work, they need that quality control from Marvel, you know, Marvel Studios.
It all makes sense now as why they casted such a young actor to play Spider-Man. They're going to get the run out of this kid.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
I think it's smart that they're
doing that. He's going to have work probably 10 years or so. He's what, like 20 now?
He is...
I think he's 20.
Yeah, early 20s.
So, yeah, he's going to be solid on work for a long time playing Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, yeah.
Spider-Man. The Spider-Man. Anyway, so I think, you know, by doing that, it is better to have the quality control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to have, like, it's going to be interesting watching Tom Holland work alongside a Tom Hardy. Like, that's going to be really weird to see.
I can't wait to see size comparison because he's a small guy.
I mean, he's a big guy for you.
Oh, man.
That's a fucking recurring thing on Reddit for me. But anyway.
You think you're going to use that line?
Oh, that I didn't even realize the connection just now. But yeah, I could see that too. I mean, I don't know. I think with what they're doing, they're making spinoff films for other characters, though, now. Because as I said,
Kraven.
Kraven and
Rey Mysterio.
Booyaka, you know, he's going to headbutt children. But yeah, they're going to be doing those movies next.
That's weird.
I don't know if, like,
Gerard Butler would make a good Kraven.
Spider-Man 3 was supposed to lead into Spider-Man 4, obviously, back in, you know, 2007. And it was supposed to be potentially, and I don't know if you've ever heard about this.
Bruce Campbell as Mysterio.
Yeah.
Yep.
How cool would that have been?
It would have been cool.
Now, as a little, you know, maybe nod to those movies, do you think they could make Bruce Campbell Mysterio in these? Or will they be like, nah, fuck that. We want to cast somebody else.
They're going to be, nah, fuck that, cast somebody else.
The funniest thing is every once in a while, you'll get that fan casting, mm-hmm. like that little bit, like for years, Donald Glover was a person people wanted to see play Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they ended up doing with Spider-Man Homecoming was they threw a bone and threw him in the movie.
As who?
We don't know yet entirely, but like you see him in the trailer. He's like, man, you got to, you know, get used to this thing or whatever mm-hmm. he says. But I don't know. I think, They really, really need quality control. And by throwing all these different things in, they really need to be careful with this.
Yeah. They don't want to, you know, get too many hands in the candy basket.
Pretty much. And it's a shame because they do know what they're doing, Marvel. Sony, on the other hand, is very iffy with it. You know what I mean?
So does Venom get in as a movie? Is he going to be like the anti-hero or something? Like he's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy, but he's going to be but it was announced today that the villain of the Venom movie will be Carnage.
Wow.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Who the hell's going to play Carnage? Steve Buscemi?
Honest to God, that's not a bad idea if he was younger.
Yeah.
But if we were to go with
Linus Cassidy.
If he wasn't already playing a character in the Marvel Universe, and this is a real...
Alan Turdick?
No. Seth Green.
Who does he play already?
He plays Howard the Duck.
Oh, the voice.
But still, you know, I can't see someone in the Marvel Universe playing two characters, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, although everyone going on about how it should have been... what's his name? Vin Diesel playing, you know... The one guy, Black Bolt in the Inhumans, that would have been fucking great. But they decided against it, and can you blame them in a lot of ways for not wanting to do that? Well, no. I can, because I would still want to see it. I thought it would have been a cool idea. But I digress.
You always digress.
I always digress because...
I digest.
I don't know. I just think overall, they got to get their shit together with this before like they can really go off about this. Because otherwise, you're going to have a big situation where... your shit's fucked up.
Mm.
To quote Idiocracy, your shit's fucked up.
Speaking of which,
the Han Solo movie lost its directors, Lord and Miller, and the movie is almost finished.
They have a potential replacement.
Yeah, the film has been shooting since about February, and right now there's a lot of people listed, and apparently, according to rumor, the top name right now is Ron Howard. So... if you know, if you don't know him for his films, you might know him from as Opie on Anthony. I mean, wow, Anthony, Opie and Anthony. Anyway, you might know him as Opie on Andy Griffith, and you can also know him
or Richie on Happy Days,
or that, and also the narrator on Arrested Development.
Oh yeah,
many people knew him as the narrator on Arrested Development. Anyway, so fucking that was a shitty joke, but I was gonna say I digress. I'm not going to say it, even though I just did, kinda.
Even though you digest,
but. He's like the top name on the list. And apparently Lord and Miller actually got the axe for that, you know, for the movie because they didn't see eye to eye because they were very much improvising a lot of things in the movie going off script.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the problem. You guys, like Disney and Lucasfilm should have known what they were getting into when they saw the kind of movies they were already making.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you look at those movies and those are very on the fly kind of movies with, you know, some elements of the humor. So if you knew what you were getting into, you should have known this entire time. I think, in my opinion, they should not have been kicked off the film. I'm a big fan of them, you know, especially their work on Clone High in the early 2000s. And again, the Jump Street movies. they made a movie that was bound to suck good.
Yeah.
And not just good, great. Fucking great movies. Same with, they did the Lego movie, am I correct?
Yep.
So, I don't know. I think, overall, that was a terrible decision. But, this isn't the first...
At the end of the tunnel.
This isn't the first time something like this has happened, you know, with these Star Wars movies. You look at the massive reshoots with Rogue One, you know, the original director also for Force Awakens. Just so much shit, you know? So... I don't know. I think overall it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the movie.
But there's a flash of light at the end of the tunnel for these guys. They're not out of work yet.
Well, really, Mike? Yeah, it's rumored once again that they might be back in negotiations with DC and Warner Brothers to helm the Flash movie. Now, the Flash...
Starring Joe St. Pierre.
I don't think that movie is going to happen for a while. It's going to get put on the back burner, and we will see The Flash in movies, but just not yet.
Not his own standing movie.
And truth, well, it's going to be running, too, especially. Hey. But anyway, I think the idea of a Flash movie now isn't going to work because the TV show is going on.
Mm-hmm.
They have to wait for the show to end before they can even do anything.
It's going to be too confusing for people.
So, I mean... I don't think it would be, really, because, you know, you look at Batman... just a couple of years removed from Dark Knight Rises, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So you really can't... So it's that kind of thing. But overall, I do miss, you know... I miss the idea of, you know, the Flash movie even happening. Because the Flash is a great character. At the end of the day, the Flash is a really great character. And just... like, it's so much mythos and so much stuff you can deal with that character that they potentially could be missing out on by not doing something. But I feel like some of the characters in the Justice League should actually have minor parts before giving them their own movies, you know? Like
testing the waters kind of thing.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, that's why, like, in my opinion, the cameo of the Flash in Suicide Squad worked.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the things in that movie, that worked the best. So, would I like to see a Flash movie? Yes. Wait it out a little, though.
Because you don't want to run into a movie that, you know... like a historically terrible superhero movie.
Kind of like what we're about to talk about next.
Oh, what do you mean, Peter?
What do I mean, Mike? Well... Joel Schumacher apologized for Batman and Robin, and a lot of websites are actually getting a lot of fucking material out of, I guess it was one interview he did, mm-hmm. And it's like, he apologized for the movie, he explained why the bat suit had nipples, he explained this, he explained that. Like, there is more about this movie, although this week is the, I think actually today, is the 20th anniversary of that movie.
Mm-hmm. They always released all the movies right around this time. Like,
yeah,
Batman, so, Batman Returns.
And actually, I remember being a kid driving past, you know, the local drive-in, and I remember seeing that movie playing on the big screen. It was, like, bright and colorful, you know?
Wow.
So, I don't know. I think the idea of a Batman movie can work... but under the right direction. You know, we've seen it now. We've seen it with Tim Burton. We've seen it with Christopher Nolan. We've seen it with...
Bat nipples,
you know? I just think a Batman movie has been overdone, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, you know, I liked the concept of Suicide Squad. But the thing is, we need focus on other characters. You know, like, they pretty much just shoehorned Batman in.
They did.
Now, Schumacher actually, during his interview, he said he would like to, you know, he wanted to do an Arkham Asylum movie. And that, for me, is a really interesting idea, because how would he have done it? Would he have done it campy? Would he have done it, you know, over-the-top, goofy shit? Or would it have been, like...
Cerebral,
spooky movie.
Like rapes and stuff?
I mean, honestly, an Arkham movie, it depends on what you're doing with it, you know? You have to make it the right thing. I get it, Mike, I get it. Anyway, I think the idea, you know, of Arkham Asylum is a fucking home run of an idea.
It'd be cool.
But it's just, you have to have the right person doing it. And I feel Schumacher would have...
They would have to do, like, an Arkham series, TV series.
It would... Well, they kind of have with Gotham to an extent. Not really, but really, you know? There's just so much they could do.
Uh-huh.
I keep saying that, but it's the truth. There is so much shit they could do with this stuff. So, I think... I think with an Arkham Asylum movie, who would you have had direct that movie?
Who directed Oz?
Multiple people, probably, but like...
Oh. Director-wise? I don't know. Can't think of anybody off the top of my head right now.
I would go with the person who did Zodiac. I think it was David Fincher.
David Finch?
Let me... I'm about to do some Google Foo right now. Zodiac movie.
Go to audibletrial.com/audiblyexquisite for our... one free month and one free download. Pete,
you David picked, Fincher, I was right, by the way.
Picked out David Fincher, the book. I picked out Jurassic Park. Audibletrial.com/audibly exquisite.
There we go. So we got that plug out of the way. But anyway, so, I don't know. I think a David Fincher Arkham Asylum movie would have been fucking kick-ass.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
Nope.
And why do I have a feeling that David Fincher was the guy that did Suicide Squad? Ugh. Why do I have that feeling right now?
Hopefully he didn't.
David Fincher.
Snaggle
filmography. David Fincher. Let's see. I'm going to go to his IMDb page. Let's see, because I don't want it to be... I end up getting my heart broken right now. Nope. All right. Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. Director...
Okay, he's so, in the clear.
He sure is. Speaking of things that are in the clear, a Watchmen TV series is going to be happening, and it's going to be happening over on HBO, so you know what that means. Lots and lots of blue dicks.
And boobies.
And boobies, but mostly blue dicks, honestly.
And F-words.
So, I don't know. I think overall, I think that's a great idea. You know, they actually announced the director, Mike, that there is going to be a person like involved with the show, and this is where I get you on the spot. Mike, who is it?
You tell me, Pete.
I don't know. I'm asking you. I know, but I don't want to say. Wink, wink, nudge,
Dave
nudge.
Thomas, founder of Wendy's?
No, it's actually the boys who are back in town again.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Or, it, you know, it might be the Jamaican bobsled team. We don't know.
Nope.
So, how are you?
Who the fuck is it, Pete?
Hold on. I'm fucking Googling it.
All right. So, go to www.audibletrial.com/audibly exquisite for one free month.
Damon Lindelof. Lindelof.
Oh, that guy.
That, yes, it fucking rolls off the tongue, doesn't it, Mike? Anyway, so since that happened, you know, I think overall, I don't know. I think
it's gonna be cool.
I'm indifferent about it because, like, yeah, I do want to see a Watchmen TV series, but honestly, it's been done. We got the fucking movie. The movie, in my opinion, regardless of anything, is the definitive version. If we're being honest here, you know.
I mean, I can tell the movie over a couple episodes, but I think they can tell like Minutemen tales,
and it would be extended, which I like. It would be an extended version compared to, like, honestly, adapt an issue every episode.
Yeah,
do 12 weeks, do a 12 issue miniseries. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. And then, you know, you like what I like is you can factor in the Black Freighter, which was only available in, you know, in the extended director's cut, which in all honesty, I fucking hated the Black Freighter story.
I didn't get it.
It was just boring, if I'm being honest. And I like pirate stories.
Do you think they're going to get any old writers and stuff to come be help out?
Oh, do you think Alan Moore will be involved? Oh, sure. That fucking warlock is going to be involved.
You get John Higgins.
He'll be like, hello.
I'm John Higgins.
All right. What do you need lettered?
Lettered so, this.
Or, yeah. Or was it the colorist?
Colorist, I believe.
Oh, there we go. You need something colored, guys?
Here, let me color you. Color that dick. Take out that part, though.
Oh,
I like John Higgins. Actually, leave it in, Pete.
All right. So, yeah, basically, I don't know. I think a Watchmen TV series, it could work if you adapt it that way. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is this. There's a lot of TV shows that are based on, you know, comic book properties, and they don't really match the tone of the, you know, the source material. And as much as I hate to say it, Preacher being one of the biggest ones, I like the show to an extent. It's not the greatest thing, but it doesn't match what I love, and that's the comic. So I think overall, they really, really, really need to have a lot of quality control with this, because when you really think about it, Watchmen is considered one of the greatest comics of all time. Might even be considered the greatest when you think about it. You know?
Graphic novel, Pete.
Oh, fuck off with that shit. But I think... I don't know. I think they really need to figure out exactly what is going to be right for this. What is going to be the right casting choices? A lot of people actually said, with this happening, will they bring back Jeffrey Dean Morgan as the comedian? I don't see that happening.
Probably
with him.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah, him in the Walking Dead gravy train. Like, there is no way in hell that's going to happen.
No, they'll get some other guy.
So I think if they do this, they have to... I think...
Recast.
It'll definitely be a recasting completely. Like, you can't bring those same people back.
No.
So... I don't know. I think if they do this, go for it. Go for the gold and go for something, you know, make it somewhat different than what the movie was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Extend scenes. And yeah, like you were saying, you know, utilize the before Watchmen stuff. Have like a flashback episode or something. I don't fucking know. Do something with it. Because there's all this material that they have at their fingertips that they could use to make this stuff. Make it cool. Because was there a lot of great stuff in before Watchmen?
Some good stuff.
Some good stuff. It's very much 50-50. You have the Darwin Cook Minutemen series. You have Rorschach sucked. Comedian was okay. Silk Spectre was decent. You know, there's a lot of stuff they could pull from that. So, fingers crossed that, you know, they can nail it, you know? They really, like, nail it like, you know, the comedian did to Silk Spectre. So...
Yikes.
Yeah. That was a dark joke.
Anyway.
All you comic heads out there probably just like started like pulling your collar just a little.
How about that John Wick?
So, speaking of comic books and unnecessary violence, John Wick 2 came out a few months ago in theaters and just got released on Blu-ray, DVD, and streaming. And in my opinion, that movie left me wanting to know more. And it's kind of funny because you don't see that with a lot of these original properties.
Like a John Wick prequel?
People are saying like they want to see more of John Wick, and I'm being one of them.
Mm.
And it sucks because if I want to watch something with John Wick, what do I have to watch? Oh, yeah, just the first two movies. Well, this fall, that's going to change because they're making a John Wick comic book. And I got to tell you, Mike, have you seen John Wick?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was really good.
Very violent. Very, very fucking violent. And have you seen John Wick 2 yet?
No, I haven't.
It is phenomenal. It's not as good as the first one, and it's really hard to replicate, you know. It's hard to catch that lightning in a bottle yet again. But they do their damnedest to do so. Mm. And it's kind of cool because if you watch the John Wick film, first one, I don't know if the director came back for the second one, but this is the guy who's going to be doing Deadpool 2.
Oh, wow.
So...
I had no idea.
If you thought that was bloody and violent, you know, Deadpool, could you imagine what's going to happen next under the direction of the guy behind John Wick?
He's going to go to town.
So fingers crossed it'll work. But I think the idea of, you know, a John Wick comic book is genius because you want to know more about this character. You want to know what makes him what makes Wick tick, you know, any of that good shit. So I think if it happens, it has to happen in the comic book format. Because you can't really do, you know, a DVD. You can't do this. You can't do that. So give us more Wick. Give us more John Wick and his dog that died.
That's not nice.
Motherfucker, I just made a joke about the Silk Spectre from fucking Watchmen and the comedian. Come on.
Speaking of died.
My pride. Wow. I looked at the topic list and I see... Wow, dude.
This is a mean episode.
Clearly. So, since the last episode happened, we actually lost a very big legend in my opinion, the geek community, somebody that was a big part of a lot of our childhoods, Adam West. You know, it really broke my heart when I heard that. I was actually down in New York City, wandering around Gotham City, essentially, as I found that out. And, like, my heart sank when I saw that, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I actually got to meet Adam, and I get to recount the story. I've never told this on the show before, as far as I know. I've probably told you many times.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I have. But I met him back at, I want to say, New York Comic Con 2012. And I actually met him to meet, you know, for my friend Jared, who does Inside the Batcave with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him, and I go up and I got his autograph, you know, on a little Batman book. And the reason I picked the book for Jared was, one, it was a dollar book. I'm being completely honest, it was a cheap book. And I got the signature form. Jared gave me the money. And on the book, it had a Batman with the blue cowl and gray outfit with the yellow symbol on his chest. So I went with that because it was the closest looking thing to Batman, you know, his style. Can't really, you know, buy anything. You couldn't buy anything 60s at that show because almost everything at that moment was considered a bootleg.
Yeah, didn't exist.
It didn't exist until like the next year. Like I could get him maybe a Batmobile, but those things like maybe at the time, like $10, $15, $20. And I really didn't want to spend a lot, if I'm being honest. I'm a cheap fuck. What can I say? So I go up and I talk to him for a little bit and I say, Adam, I got a question. Can you, first off, thank you for being a big part of my childhood. Because like you hear these stories, apparently he loved hearing that from fans, like how much he meant to their childhood. And like, I'm 28. I actually look a lot younger than I am, but whatever.
You look 37.
Shut up, Mike. But anyway, so he, you know, was like, I didn't even know you watched my show. If I remember correctly, he was like going on about that. Cause like our generation, our Batman was essentially, Kevin Conroy.
Yep.
And
Michael
Keaton. That's true to an extent for me. But the thing is, I grew up, you know, watching the reruns of the, Adam West show as well on WPIX Channel 11 in, you know, New York City. And so being able to, you know, watch that got me to become a fan of Batman as a result of it, you know? And it was a very cool moment being able to walk up to him. You know, he didn't shake hands because Adam West was a massive germaphobe.
Wow.
So we were talking and I said, I was trying to convince him to do a signature for Jared on the thing. And it was going to be, to the successor of my helm, Jared Adam West, or something like that. You know what I mean? Mm. And he says, I can't do it due to a contract I sign. I have to always do just to so-and-so Adam West, to so-and-so Adam West.
Really?
It was like something in the legal fees or whatever that he had, which is a shame, but it's whatever. And so we're talking for a little bit, and all of a sudden, you know, I say, before I go, thank you again for being a big part of my childhood. Thank you for letting me meet my childhood, essentially. And he was actually seated next to Burt Ward, and then next to so-and-so, I believe, was the guy who played Draco Malfoy in Harry Potter. So,
wow, Tom Felton.
Yeah, so it was like a lot of, you know, different people there. But before I left, he actually, he goes, I put my hand out to shake his hand. He goes, puts a fist out. I got to fist bump Batman.
Wow.
That's like one of the little stories like I will always cherish till the day I die. Like, he was a massive part of my childhood. I didn't cry when I found out he passed away, but it was just a fucking bummer. Like, it was like, I felt my heart sink when I heard that news, you know? And it sucked. It really sucked because the Adam West Batman was a big part of my childhood. Like, a very big part. So to see, you know, hear this happen, yeah, it sucked. It fucking sucked. And it's one of those things that, unfortunately, we have to realize. And, like, Jack George from WPDH, you can listen to him on WPDH.com. He once went on last year about all these different musicians. You know, a lot of the classic rock musicians are going to be passing away. You know, we just lost Greg Allman.
We're going to see Ozzy Osbourne die.
Yeah. And it's weird. And, like, we're going to see also these actors who play major roles in our, you know, our adolescence. They're going to be going next. And we're slowly seeing it, and it sucks. You know, Alan Rickman last year. I didn't expect to say we live in a world where Alan Rickman is dead. Think about that. It sucks.
Yeah.
But overall, you know, I think we should celebrate, you know, these actors' lives, you know, cherish the memories we have of the material they make. That's the most important thing. That's what they want, you know? And like for myself, Mike, for yourself, what is your favorite Adam West role?
The TV series, obviously.
Yeah. Well, what else? Like,
Ghost.
I would definitely go with that as a solid pick because it was a loving tribute and like to, you know, what he did as an actor. You know, he mattered to a lot of people. You know, you listen to the podcast Hollywood Babylon and the episode that was recorded the day of his passing, you can hear in Ralph's voice his heart sink and he starts crying during the show. And it sucked. It really hurt, you know? But for myself, if I had to go with my favorite Adam West role, believe it or not, as much as I gushed about it just now with Batman 66, I'm going to have to go with the pilot for the 1990s television series Look Well that he was supposed to do that never succeeded. It was considered the greatest worst pilot in the sense that it was never picked up, but it was an amazing pilot. And you can actually check it out on YouTube. It's up there. It's one of the funniest things. It's written by Robert Smigel, a.k.a. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, and Sea Dog Obizzle himself, Conan O'Brien.
Oh, wow.
So it's a very funny pilot, and, you know, it's about a guy who played a former TV cop. So, like, you know, like, let's say William Shatner got an award, you know, like, from the mayor while he was playing T.J. Hooker, okay? And as a result, he becomes an honorary detective, you know, honorary detective, and he believes in it and actually uses that award. That's what Adam West's character on Lookwell does.
Oh, that's funny.
It's so fucking great, and he, like, botches everything. He goes to a gala event dressed up as a hobo with a bindle. Like, overly exaggerated. It's just one of the funniest TV shows to never get a second episode. And honestly, it's one of those episodes of a show, it's over 20 years old, almost 30 years old now, which is fucking nuts to say, but it holds up. It holds up amazingly. So if you have the ability to check it out, go on YouTube, go on Daily Motion, go on whatever. Check it out. Lookwell, Lookwell. And give that a watch in honor of the memory of Adam West. So I think that about wraps it up this week. So before we go, you can find us on social media at facebook.com/...
Audibly Exquisite.
You can find us on the Twitter at the AE Podcast. Myself, at Peter Melnick. Yourself?
Buckaroo_Mike.
Well, there's an at symbol in front of it, Mike.
Yes.
Anyway, you can also find us on Instagram at Audibly
Exquisite.
You can find us on the worldwide interwebs at www.audiblyexquisite.com. You can find us on Patreon. Help support this here fine program through a tiered variety at patreon.com/audiblyexquisite. And you can go for as low as $2 a month to as high as $50 a month. And again, helps out this show. Helps get this show going. You can also tune in on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic, and stream that on your mobile device, available for all iOS and Android devices, for those, by the way. You can also find this show on iTunes. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and share. And 5-star if you're ever so inclined. And spread the word like Nutella, people. Spread it like Nutella. So for Peter Melnick, I'm Peter Melnick.
From Mike Doran, I'm Great Scott.
Have an audibly
exquisite week. Thank you, and goodbye.
See you same bat time, same bat podcast. Fuck, I screwed that up.
Good job.
Rest in power, Adam West.